Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Good morning from me and the birds and the rain. It's raining out here. Some of the birds seem a little hesitant to sing this morning. And boy, is that fitting. Wait until I tell you the scoop, tell you the story of yesterday. First, let me say a few of you have reached out and connected. Thank you so much. I am loving it, loving this, loving you. And thank you, Maria, for reminding me focus on, you know, how this is helping and healing me, right? So this morning I'm like, oh, it's raining. Ooh, it's noisy. Is it going to be okay? Oh, what if I stay inside and it's noisy? Oh, bleh, 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 bleh. And then I thought, wait, what do I, Amanda, need? I need a break. I need to get outside. I need to be outside for 10 minutes. I need to not hear any of those inside noises. I need to come outside and be with the birds, you know, whether they're singing or singing loudly or softly or quietly or whatever. Oh, there they are chiming in. Yeah, I need to be out here with you all, with you all. So thanks for touching base and connecting and all that stuff. Let's keep that going and, you know, light those connections up, because that's what it is. It's a connection. And when you light it up, we all get the light. You both get the light. You can't say, oh, you're such a good friend to me. It is reciprocal. You know, we light up that connection and we share in the light. So I thank you for it and look forward to more of it. Let's talk donuts. Okay. So yesterday in my world began Teacher Appreciation Week. And I decided to share with Finn's teachers what he eats every day. The bulk of Finn's diet is Finn's donuts, our Finn's donuts. I make him donuts every day, and they are in the shape of a donut, but they do not contain the typical donut ingredients. They're whole foods. They are organic plants put together, and they're packed full of nutrition. And because I care about my son and nutrition, I keep packing them with different kinds of nutrition and making different flavors. So I decided to bring a bunch, three different flavors. I cooked 3 dozen on Sunday and made a pack of 2 dozen, 3 different flavors to bring in to school for teacher appreciation. And I heard collectively they were gone almost within 10, 15 minutes of them being dropped off, and everyone was raving and wanting recipes. And I was like, yes, this is amazing. However, I had just met with a local angel. She is so wonderful. I have the best neighbor ever. So I meet with my neighbor, and she's hot on Finn's donuts. She's like, you got a business here, you know? These are great. And they are great. And I have thought about, how great is that if we could just make nutrition easy and healthy, and if you just need to have 2 orange donuts, 2 purple donuts, and 2 green donuts, and then you have like all the things that you need to supply, to fuel your body for the day. You know, how cool would that be? So I'm getting a little excited talking to my neighbor, and my neighbor has helped out many businesses. She has started many businesses. She has helped many businesses just go. So I have this business meeting right up the street. And then I have these people tell me, hey, your stuff is great. And then I'm like, all right, I've got guts. Let's go. So the track I was following, I followed it and I thought, oh, I don't want to do that. I actually, yeah, like I love money. I would love for someone to just, yeah, let's have a bunch of people give me money for making donuts. That sounds fun. However, the money would be to pay for more time with my family. It would just be so nobody has to work and so we can all be together. So why would I don't want to add more to my schedule and have less free time. I actually want more free time with my family. So I actually don't want to, you know, take my time and spend it making a lot of donuts. And I also, I like money, like I said, and it comes to me. Money loves me, and I love money. But I don't go after it. I don't do things for money. That's just kind of a little bonus that comes, you know, to tell me, hey, you're doing the right stuff. Here's some money. Here's some freedom. Keep going. So, my dancing. I don't do it for the money. I do it for the dancing. It doesn't feel right to charge for it. I never want anyone to feel like they can't afford it. People give me money for it. I've made thousands already. So, I also make some really awesome deodorant. And I make it, and I give it away, and you can buy a jar if you want, and I put the recipe on my website. And so, when the teachers hinted at the recipes, I sent them to my website, because I had bought finsdonuts.com, because here we go. I love a domain name. They're affordable. And I got a good price. So it's a great way to, you know, I think it was like Wayne Dyer, or probably plenty of people that say, you know, if you want to write a book, just like work on the cover, see it already done, you know? So I'm just like, let me just grab that website. And I have dancewithamanda.com. So that's just kind of my catch-all website right now. And so if you go to finsdonuts.com, it'll take you to my website. And it used to say, you know, we're ready to share these with the world. I want to buy them, you know, click here to buy them. And then I changed it yesterday to, we're ready to share with our friends. And the button says, I want donuts. And I'll tell you, my friend, my business lady up the street, she emphasized, do not share your recipes. Do not share your recipes. Do not share your recipes. I've already shared the recipe. But anyway, a really good friend of mine came over, and I totally spaced that her family might really enjoy these donuts. And so, of course, I was like, oh, it took me a couple tries to write down the recipe because I'm still kind of working on it, and I don't do the best measuring and all that. So it took me a minute to write a recipe to give my friend. But of course I did. There was no hesitation. There's no separation between me and my friend. I love her. She is me, and she can have anything I have. And, you know, anyway, no separation. So why was there separation? Why, when the teachers asked, I was like, check out my website. Stay tuned for more. It was money. It was because my friend said, don't share your recipe. You've got a business here. And people are like, hey, these are good. You've got a business here. And that made me afraid to share. That made me afraid to share. That's fear, right? That's separation. That's me and you. Like, I can't share this recipe with the public. How come I can share it with my friend? Because we are one. We love each other. And when I'm in that pocket, I just want to feed the world. I just want to heal the world. And I'm living abundance. And, right, there's more than enough for everyone. And I feel that way about you. I feel that way about Finn's teachers, right? It's the fear. It's the fear that someone else is going to make my money, that I'm going to lose my recipe, that I'm not going to get what I want, that, right, that's scarcity. That's scarcity. I was programmed with scarcity, and I'm switching over to abundance. Okay. So wait, I have a quote from my friend who gave me such great advice yesterday. Listen, she says, I hate it. She's talking about money. It controls everything. I don't know. I don't have the answers. I have on my fruit by the foot earrings today. And then she dogs fruit by the foot. I refuse to put that part. I took the dogging of fruit by the foot out of this quote. And then she continues on with, makes me happy I get 3 feet of it to eat. And I totally agree. I agree with everything except for the top part. I hate it, as in money. And it controls everything. Well, guess what? Not me. Not today. Not now. Here's how to make Finn's donuts. Get some oat flour or get some oats. I get gluten-free oats. And then I put them in a food processor, or you could use like a coffee grinder and zip, 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 zip them up into flour. So then we've all got oat flour. Put about a cup and a half of that in a big bowl. And then get a half a cup of another kind of flour, like brown rice flour is my favorite so far. Half a cup. So you've got 2 cups of flour in there, right? And then put a couple teaspoons of baking powder. Or you can look it up and do like baking soda, arrowroot, cream of tartar, or something or rather. But get a couple, you know, teaspoons of leavener in there. And some spices. Right now, I'm not using cinnamon because there's an allergy at school. But I used to just dump a bunch of cinnamon in because Finn loved cinnamon. But right now, I do like ginger, cardamom, lots of nutmeg. So that is your dry ingredients. Whisk them together. Take a tablespoon of chia seed, flax seed, hemp seed. I like to zip those together in a coffee grinder. Zip, zip, zip. I dump them in the dry ingredients. Those are powerhouses. So I whisk those together. So now those are your dry ingredients, okay? Because you've leveled up. You've powered up. And then we're going to go on to the wet ingredients. You can use a slightly smaller bowl if you want. So get some coconut oil and either scoop it out or melt it down so you can pour it out. And do a quarter cup. And 2 tablespoons. You can go up to a half a cup. I just feel embarrassed saying there's half a cup of oil in there. But you could. Quarter cup to half a cup of oil. Go ahead. I use coconut oil. I'm going to experiment with olive oil soon. I'll let you know. You know, like a nice olive loaf with like lemon. Okay, anyway. So we've got coconut oil. And then 2/3 cup maple syrup. Do it. Boom. 2/3 cup maple syrup in. And then you want to add some. Oh my gosh, this is perfect. Fruit puree. Say that word. The 2 words together. Fruit puree. Say it twice. Say it 3 times. Try to say it 10 times. Get back to me. Fruit puree. So add a cup of pumpkin. Add a cup of blueberries. Add a cup of applesauce. Add a cup of whatever you want for fruit, vegetable. I put beans in there sometimes. And then you're going to have to add like, I don't know, 1/4 cup of applesauce. Maybe a little bit more if you need to. Like I said, I don't exactly have recipes yet. If you need a baseline recipe, the inspiration of this goes, the credit goes to the Medical Medium. Thank you, Anthony Williams. Medical Medium Pumpkin Donuts. If you look up Medical Medium Pumpkin Donuts, he has a big old website. And if you look at the recipes, I tried the frosting icing stuff. It wasn't for me. And the donuts weren't exactly for us. We tweaked and kept going and kept going. So you've got your wet ingredients. It's oil, it's maple syrup, it's fruit puree, and add in some extra applesauce for the sweetness and for that liquid. Mix that and then combined ingredients, combine them. I use 12 silicone donut molds. I do let the batter sit there for a hot sec. Even though it's just baking powder, it is leavener. Let it floof up a little bit for you. Let those flax and chia seeds soak up some liquid, right? They kind of act like eggs a little bit when put with liquid. So 350. Set your oven to 350. Like I said, I use 12. I make 12 donuts in silicone molds. And I pop them in like 12 to 16 minutes. I don't know. Just keep checking on them. Once they start to crack a little bit or brown a little bit, you know, take them out and let them cool for a couple seconds and then just flip them over, peel the molds off, let them cool all the way. They should be good, airtight, room temp for at least 3 days. Finn likes them in the fridge. Pop them in the fridge and he likes them cold. And so that's how to make Finn's Donuts. And that's how to look at fear and go with love. All right? So you decide. Are you operating from fear? Someone's going to take what I have. Someone's going to get what I want. I'm not going to get what I want. Or are you operating from love? from one, from whole. Come on, right? What do I want? I want us all to feel better. Will Finn's Donuts help that? Yeah. Will I make them? Yeah. Will I make more for other people? Yeah. Will I have money come to me? Yeah. Will I do great, fun things with that money? Yeah. And can you do all that too? Yeah. Is there enough for everybody? Yeah. There's more than enough for everyone. I love you, Maria. I'll see you tomorrow.